Welcome to Live and Love Your Brand, a podcast to support you in sharing your message and mission with the world. I'm your host, Emma Lovell. I'm lovely by name, lovely by nature. I'm a personal branding specialist with a mission to support female entrepreneurs to live and love their brand. I've been running my business, Lovely Communications, for more than 12 years, and I can hand on heart say that my success has come from the strength of my personal brand. I believe in the power of owning and sharing our story. I want to help you own your story, shop consistently, and really put yourself out there. So here on the podcast, you'll find helpful tips, practical exercises, and joyful discussions that will inspire you to reconnect with your brand and communicate it more effectively. I'll be joined by incredible experts to discuss how personal branding can have a huge impact on your business and on your life. I'd love to hear from you, so please make sure to connect over on social media. You can find me on Instagram, at lovelycomms, that's L-O-V-E-L-L-Y, double the L means double the life, Facebook, Lovely Communications, and you can join in the conversation in our lovely community, the Live and Love Your Brand Facebook group. Of course, make sure to come back weekly as each new episode drops. I can't wait to share with you how to gain clarity, build confidence, and increase connections, all by sharing your unique personal brand with the world. Lovely Communications is based on the Gold Coast and recognises Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of this place, now known as Australia. We are grateful for the continuing care of the lands, waterways and skies where we work, live, listen, learn and play. From here on Yugambeh country and from wherever you are listening, we respect the elders past, present and emerging.
Hello, everyone. I am coming in today with a really quick one, little podcast for you. I'm enjoying these bite-sized chunks and sharing information about personal branding, about putting yourself out there, about how to show up and about how to really own who you are. So I hope that you're enjoying them too. Please let me know. One of the other things we're going to start doing soon is some Ask the Expert episodes. So if you have a question, please email me at emma@lovelycommunications.com. You can also contact me on Instagram at lovelycomms, and we can then answer your question on the podcast, because I'm sure if you're thinking it, someone else is. But, you know, something that came up the other day, and it's funny because you might have heard me doing an episode called You Can't Rely on Referrals. Well, today, I'm going to contradict myself. I'm not going to say you can't rely on referrals. I'm going to talk about why you need testimonials and referrals and recommendations. So you can't rely on them solely. However, testimonials, people backing you, third-party endorsement of who you are and how you offer, or what you offer and how you work, is a huge benefit to your audience. It's a huge benefit to your confidence, and it's wonderful content if you can get them. So the thing about testimonials, though, is I tend to find that it's the last thing that people think about. They've built the thing, they've, you know, made the course, they've created the business, they've made their profiles, they're sharing all these things, and then they're like, oh, now that we've done all the work, now we'll ask for the testimonial. But when you're trying to sort of explain and discuss what you're doing, what your service is or how you work or why anyone else should choose you as whether it's a person or the company, why would you not ask for other people's words? The thing is, we're so close to ourselves. We're too close to us. We're too close to who we are to see ourselves objectively. So even though I do this work, I obviously help people, I coach them, I speak about personal branding, I know it very, very well, I cannot see my own stuff. And I also have to ask people to help me use their words for how they see me. Because your personal brand, let's remember, if you ever haven't heard it before, your personal brand is how you see yourself. That's how you talk about yourself, how you talk to yourself, how you represent yourself in the world, and how others see you. Because, and it's that, like if you look at the thing about a Venn diagram, it's that middle section. That's your personal brand. Because you can be sitting here going, oh, I do this and I do that and I come across this way. Well, if the other person isn't receiving you in that way, then no, that's not the perception you're putting out into the world. That's not the view or the impression that people get of you. And vice versa, sometimes you think, oh, nobody knows me, nobody knows what I do, no one appreciates me, I don't even know how to talk about myself. And then someone comes along and says all these wonderful words about you, how brilliant you are, how much you help them, how the way that you deliver, you know, and that can be so invaluable, like the beautiful words that they can give you. And I recently worked on a project where we didn't get the testimonials to the end. And when we got them, oh my gosh, that was such wonderful words. And it would have helped us get clarity earlier because and the way we did it was actually with an interview. So the thing is with testimonials, I think what makes it a challenge for people is that they ask someone for a testimonial. That person has no framework of what that testimonial is meant to be like. Some people are experienced at it or writing reviews. If it was, say, for a product or a restaurant or something like that, we understand the concept. But, you know, some people would write, it was good. Thanks. That's not really going to help us. Some people understand that it could be like two or three lines explaining, you know, your relationship to the person, why you chose to choose, like why you chose them and how they've helped you. That would be a great testimonial, but not everyone knows how to do that. And what I found with my old testimonials as well was that they were very focused on the service that I delivered and not so much the person that I am and what I'm like to work with. Some people did, like, it was great. It was lovely to work with. But then they talked really about what I did for them. And when you then go and change what you're offering, those testimonials are no longer relevant. So I'm really, really big on getting testimonials that talk to how you are as a person, how your team is to work with, how the business is to work with, and yes, of course, that overall outcome. So I'm a big believer in getting that. But, you know, it's not always easy for people to write. They don't know how to structure it. So if you're finding it difficult to get testimonials recommendations, put together a little list of questions. Not too many, because you don't want to make it too hard for them. I'd say 5 would be great, but, you know, 10 at a push, because you're trying to get information out of them and it might need to take them a little bit to kind of get that info out. If they really don't want to write it, give them a call and ask them those questions. That's a really great way. I was talking to a client, she'd been offering me a testimony. I was saying she'd do a testimony, I was saying she'd do it. And I said, can you just say something now? Like, okay, why did you work with me? What did you like about it? How did it help you? What changed? How did you feel before? How did you feel after? And so she said some things and then I wrote it down and I sent it back to her and said, this is what you said. I've, you know, put it into sort of a paragraph. Do you approve this paragraph? And she was like, yeah, absolutely. So that's another way that you can do it if you're not getting them over the line. But please, please make the testimonials and recommendations when you're thinking about offering something new, launching a product into the world, launching a service into the world, changing or shifting, you know, if you're doing a rebrand, the first thing you should be doing is asking for testimonials. I also recently worked with a website copy expert, a UX specialist, Susan Ryuk, and the first thing she asked me for was to contact 4 people that she could interview. So I filled in what I believe my brand to be and what I want the tone of voice to be and sort of some exploratory information about my business. And then she contacted them and interviewed them without me, which was fantastic, and got their experience of what it's like to be in my program. So we got their words and used their words, which is so powerful because they're the ones who are ultimately going to use the service. And the way you think you're coming across is not what's actually landing. And 1, you can work on that, or 2, you can go, okay, well, that's great if it was experienced that way. And, oh, what a great way to view it. And I would never have come up with those words. So I highly recommend testimonials to help you in terms of positioning and structuring your brand or your offer. But also, they're a huge boost to your confidence and to your ego, quite frankly, to know that there are people out there who think that you're wonderful. I don't think I've ever had someone, I find that they might find the process tedious, but there's no one who really, and the thing is as well, the people you're asking for a testimonial recommendation, you're not going to go to a client who had a bad experience. Like, you'd be quite surprised if someone came back and said, or a colleague or something, who said, well, no, I don't want to give you one, or wrote something bad. It's not like, again, not like restaurant reviews or product reviews where people anonymously jump on and just rate or review. People, if they're taking the time to write something, if you've thought of them as someone who you might want to like to get some words from, then they've probably had a positive experience. And so they're probably going to be more inclined to do it. But law of odds, you're probably going to ask 10 people and you're going to get 3 back. So ask more people than you need. But generally on any sort of sales page or on a website or just to have as a resource, you're wanting 3 to 5 testimonials. And my goal for my clients when we're working in the Shine Squad is they should be going and asking for testimonials once a month. Once a month, 5 people. Once a month asking 5 people. Now, those 4 testimonials could also be in a review, like on a Facebook review or a Google review, where there is a format already, a structure already there. It could be LinkedIn recommendations, which are really powerful. Some people think they don't matter. They do. People look at them and they are important. And it's really nice because then they show up, you know, instantly. It's got your name on it. It's got their name on it. It's great. The thing is, though, what I also see with people doing is that they don't use the testimonials once they've got them. So we want to really make those a usable resource. So as I said, we're getting the testimonial and then we're putting the testimonial in throughout our copy. So we're using other people's words to inspire our copy or to inspire the way we talk about ourselves or to help our message. Because it's all well and good for me to stand here and go, show up and shine. I help women show up. I help people put themselves out there. If that doesn't mean anything to you, then I'm not going to attract you. If I say I help people build confidence and build connections so that they can attract what they want in their life, that might speak to you better. I can use a few different phrases, but I really want to use the language that my customers would use so that they feel seen and heard. And that would come from my existing clients or customers. But the other thing you can do with your testimonials is even though it lives on LinkedIn, even if it lives on Facebook, even if they send it to you in a paragraph, you can actually use those as content. I create Canva tiles. We also now create reels. And if you have very kindly, and this is my subtle plug, if you've very kindly left a podcast review, we have used those in reels. We've used those in tiles to say, this is what other people think about the podcast. Maybe you do too. What that shows people is that social proof that the podcast is good. Social proof that I'm good as a host, which is very kind. And, you know, it's a way to promote it as well. It's like, people go, oh, there's somebody talking about a podcast. Oh, I didn't know Emma had a podcast. I might go and listen to it. It's a way to talk about you, but with third-party endorsement. Third-party endorsement meaning it's somebody other than you or internal to you, your organization, saying, yeah, they're great, or that's great, or I loved it. And please, while you're at it, rate, review, and subscribe. You can do that on iTunes. You can do that. You can subscribe on Spotify as well and give us a rating. That would be hugely helpful because it does really help people to come and find us. It makes a difference on those platforms. They do respond to those reviews. But also, as I said, it gives me great content to share. So if you struggle to write testimonials, to capture testimonials, then send me a note. Again, you can email me or you can jump on Instagram and ask me for my testimonial template. So I have an email that I sent people, particularly when I was changing from my old way of doing business, when I was offering more marketing services to being a personal branding coach. And I had to ask people if they would consider writing me a new testimonial recommendation or maybe updating theirs because it talked to the way that I used to work and I don't want to offer those services anymore. I don't want to be seen for those, but I know that they enjoyed working with me. So I said, could you write me or provide me with a testimonial that talks to who I am, what I'm like to work with, and why you would recommend me to someone else? So those testimonials then can apply to a lot of what I do because it's about how I make people feel and how I support them and help them. And then I'm a good person to work with. It's wonderful when people talk specifically about my programs, about my podcast, about my speaking. That's fantastic. But I can't use one about speaking for my program, say, or I can't use one about the podcast, particularly for one-on-one coaching. So having one that talks about me as a person and what I'm like to work with is a huge asset. So if you would like that, please let me know. That email really gives people guidance on how to write it, what I'm looking for, and also where they can put it. So they can go straight to LinkedIn and do it, or they can email it to me, or they can go on my Facebook. but I provide all the information of how to do it, because that's the roadblock for some people. They don't know how to do it, or they don't have time. Make it easy for them. Tell them what you need. Give them a time frame. Hi, I'd really love this testimonial. If you can get back to me in a week, that would be fantastic. And then if they don't send it, don't feel upset. Just follow them up. I don't know about you, but I've probably got about 5 people at the moment. I can think of one right now off the top of my head who wants a testimonial for me. And so, you know, because life gets in the way, and obviously someone else's testimonial is not your highest priority. But in saying that, I would like to pay the respects to the people that have taken the courage to ask me. And I know that if I have worked with you, if I have seen you speaking, if I am happy to endorse you and you'd ask me, I would happily give you a testimonial. So we can pay it forward like that as well. If you like someone, I've done a blog about this before. If you like someone, tell them. But don't just tell them that you like them. Go and tell the world that you like them. That's such a gift. The testimonials recommendations are such a gift to someone else, but they're such a gift to you as well. Obviously, this is a passion point. I really harped on. I thought I was going to do like 7 minutes. But anyway, I hope this has inspired you. If you could take one action away today from this episode, please reach out to 5 people and ask them for a testimonial recommendation. Once you capture those, share them, pop them on your website, pop them on your email signature, put them in your sales page, put them in a PDF to tell people about why they should work with you, why you are the unique and wonderful you. All right. Love to hear feedback on this one. Again, going to plug it just one more time. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, because, you know, I've got to practice what I preach. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I look forward to hearing, speaking, seeing you next time.
Thank you for joining me today for another episode of Live and Love Your Brand. I'm so grateful that you've shared your time by listening today. That means so much to me. And if you're loving what you're learning, I would be so appreciative if you'd leave a review, rate this podcast, and subscribe. It really shows me that you care, but it also helps other listeners to find us too. Again, please be sure to connect with me. I love hearing from you and getting to know your story. You can connect with me on Instagram at @lovelycomms, Facebook, Lovely Communications, and please do join the gorgeous community, Live and Love Your Brand, our Facebook group. Or if you're ready to take action now and want to improve how you show up in the world with your brand, then head on over to lovelycommunications.com. Again, lovely is LOVELLY, communications.com, to learn how you can work with me. My clients have gone on to experience opportunities that they could never have dreamed of. From starting businesses to taking leadership in their own life, they have found the confidence to stand in who they are and to go wholeheartedly after what they truly want in life. And I want that for you too. If you're ready to invest in yourself and reconnect with who you are, then let's chat. Thank you again for listening. Now go into the world and share the beauty that is the uniqueness of you. Catch you next week, lovely.